Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com, NASCAR insiders. We cover NASCAR many, many years. He's been in the Freak Nation many times. Gluck, welcome back to the Freak Nation, bud.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. I've missed you.
Hey, so how far along are you into this new dadship?
I am 7 weeks into it, so I'm still learning a lot, mainly about how much poop can come out and what color that is. And that's been interesting. But it's been a lot of fun.
Atta boy.
Were you surprised, or at least as surprised as I was, at just how black that very first poop is?
Okay.
It's crazy.
There it is.
No one ever told me that. You know, as much as people like try to be like, you'll see this or you'll do this. Nobody ever goes, hey, you know, those first few poops are like completely like black tar. You're like, oh, I mean, that was a surprise. Yeah.
Thank goodness we're kind of used to that in racing, right?
Hey.
Just saying.
Hey, Jeff Gluck, is it good that Joey Logano is our NASCAR champion?
You know, I think from a NASCAR fan standpoint, like a hardcore NASCAR fan standpoint, I would say no, because the traditional view for those who have been fans for a while, I think they still kind of hold on to the, we want to see, you know, the best driver all season, one of those guys be rewarded for the championship. And, you know, Joey Logano is not the traditional idea of a champion. From an outsider view, you know, if you look outside the sport and trying to grow the sport, you know, I think that's a guy where you can say, if people don't know a lot about racing, you could take him on, you know, the talk shows and parade him around as a champion and stuff and say, here's a, you know, young guy, great smile, great family man, good attitude. And, you know, he can sort of help sell the sport and seems, you know, like a guy that can do it that way. But, you know, I think the passionate hardcore fans of NASCAR would have thought that Kyle Busch or Kevin Harvick, especially winning 8 races each this year, would have been the more traditional idea of a champion.
You know, I like what you're saying there, Jeff Gluck, in that, yeah, you take the guy and let's hope we can parade him around the talk show circuit. I've always wondered why that doesn't connect to any typical sports fan, not necessarily a motorsports fan, because yeah, whether it's the Indy 500 or the IndyCar series or the Daytona 500 or the NASCAR series or immediately post NASCAR banquet, why does parading the drivers around the talk show circuit, why doesn't that seem to captivate other audiences necessarily? Because I mean, we're seeing the personalities, we're seeing what should make us a fan of that driver for the next season.
Yeah, I think that personally, they're not getting the same opportunities that they used to. You know, as sort of like the popularity of motorsports has gone down, you know, when NASCAR or IndyCar calls and says, hey, we've got the Daytona 500 champion or the NASCAR champion or the Indy 500 champion, they call these shows and they're like, yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of places are not as willing to put them, you know, give them a front and center seat. You know, gone are the days of when David Letterman had like a full sit down interview on his show with the Indy 500 winner or something like that. You know, there's just not as many people, I think, in the national sort of main entertainment media who appreciate racing as much. So I think the opportunities they do get, you know, while they did go on like Kelly and Ryan or something like that, there's not enough of those compared to what there was maybe like 10 years ago even.
So I know you saw this report by Nick Bromberg with Yahoo Sports in that, of course, the NASCAR viewership was way down this year, losing 700,000 fans-ish in a year. With all of motorsports, like you said, things are trending downward. How can we as a fan base or media, how can we help to bring the sport back to, well, it might not ever get back to where we once knew it, but to bring it back into a more fun, more prominent role in the sports landscape?
Well, I think that the people who are remaining now, I think that the sanctioning body, particularly NASCAR, needs to sort of refocus on them, the people who are left. I still feel like there's such this urge to, you know, we got to go chase after these new fans or get these fans back who have maybe left, or these general sports fans. But you still have a pretty decent niche audience who's very passionate about it. And I think, why not, you know, cater to them and say, look, all right, we've lost a lot of people. We've made some wrong moves here and there, but we, you know, we've got a lot of people who are left and they want to be entertained and they're still here. So let's really make this the best we can be for them. And then, you know, and then it starts building up again, maybe because, you know, people are so passionate about it and they're so fired up again that they start telling their friends and it's fun again and all that stuff. And then, you know, it sort of grows organically, which is how it grew in the first place. And people just hear things about it and they go, well, I'll check that out because I hear it's big or I hear people really rave about it. But right now, you know, you're sort of in a different situation because people aren't raving about it because they're very unhappy with some of the direction of the sport or the way things are going or the rules package. And then so it turns off potential new people. And then you have people leaving. So it's just kind of a double whammy.
You know, I hear a lot of the argument, and you do too, that the chase is the first thing that destroyed NASCAR. I don't believe that because I do believe the chase has brought about more excitement. But what is your say on that?
Well, I mean, it's definitely, you know, for people that grew up a certain way of watching it. I mean, it would almost be like if the NFL, you know, would go to say, okay, all right, well, now we're going to change it to where, like, the fourth quarter of the game, we're going to reset the score and we're going to just put the ball on the 50-yard line. Like, it would be so different for people who had grown up watching it. And I think some people just have a hard time with change and they're like, well, this isn't what I used to like. And then it sort of gave people a reason to check out once their driver retired. You know, they were sort of like looking for an excuse to not watch anymore because they weren't dissatisfied for whatever reason. Mm. I mean, I think it's definitely more entertaining. You know, the playoffs have been very interesting and the winner take all thing's been interesting. But, you know, I think some people don't think that there's enough legitimacy to it at times compared to what they are used to seeing. And it's been a relatively short amount of time with this new format or new way to decide a champion. And for people who have been around for a while, which I would say are the majority of fans who are still there, they've probably been fans for 10 plus years, it's still sort of not what they're used to, and I think it's just hard for people to accept.
Jeff Gluck, NASCAR insider. I might disagree with Crash. I think that the playoff structure is kind of doing some damage, especially this year. You mentioned earlier that the main drivers in the season, especially, he won 8 races this year, just leaped out of my head. Harvick, Kevin Harvick, won all those races this year. And it seems random that somebody else, Logano, ends up winning the championship. And I can imagine outside fans might feel the same thing.
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, if you look around racing series around the entire world, you know, there's really no other series that's decided like this that I can think of quite in the way that NASCAR does it. And it just sort of flies in the face of tradition. I know NHRA has adopted the countdown and stuff after NASCAR went originally to the chase, but you know, it's just not the traditional motorsports mentality is, okay, you have a series where there's all these different type of tracks and you do the best you can on each track and you collect points and whoever has done that is the best all year long and, you know, that's your champion. So to have everything, you know, whittled down and then just have one race to decide it all, I mean, yeah, you do have the drama, but I just think, you know, for people who are true race fans and truly grew up with that in their blood and are not coming from, you know, if you're coming from to NASCAR from the stick and ball mentality where you used to play off and used to the NFL, you're like, okay, yeah, it's easier to accept because that's what you see in other sports. But I don't think that there's enough of those people to sort of prop it up. And I think that's where you've seen some of the problems.
Do you think NASCAR has the guts to make the changes necessary to go to fewer races, to shorten the races, to do these kinds of things that are necessary to maybe bring in some new fans? Let me ask it a different way. I think one of the problems, I had lunch with somebody yesterday, I think it was, and they said, what happened to the purses that they used to brag about how much money somebody won in a race, and now they don't do that anymore? And I tried to explain the Race Team Alliance and all of that stuff and where the money goes. But I've heard myself describing that, and it sounded crazy to me. So how is a fan going to understand all of that?
Yeah, I mean, they really could do themselves a favor by getting sort of back to some of the basics, making things simple. restoring a lot of the tradition, whether it's purses, at the same time, you have to keep it fresh. So like you said, with the schedule has gotten very stale at this point. I think, like, for instance, next year's schedule is identical to this year's schedule. So you don't have any new tracks. You don't have any new order of races. It's just if you look at IndyCar, they always seem to be keeping things fresh. They're going to this new place. They're going to this, they're bringing this race back. They're able to sort of have some flexibility, but NASCAR with the track model the way it is, they're so locked into it. That's why I think they're really, really looking at things for a couple years from now for what they can just shake up the schedule. But the question is, are they going to be able to shake it up enough to sort of really rejuvenate the series?
You brought up IndyCar, and I've noticed, well, everybody's noticed, you this year went to dirt races, went to NHRA, went to sports cars, went to IndyCar. You went everywhere. Are you having more fun now being a motorsports fan instead of just being a NASCAR fan or writer? Now you're writing about everything. Are you totally enjoying that?
It's so funny because, when I used to talk to you guys, even back when I was working in California and stuff like that, like my entry into racing was NASCAR. And so that was sort of where I was coming from with everything I knew about racing. And it's just taken so many years for me to sort of like evolve and open my eyes to other forms of racing and see what else is out there. And, you mentioned dirt. Dirt in particular really has caught my attention. I just think it's so fun. It's pure racing. It's so accessible for fans. It puts on a great show. It's very thrilling to watch. It's short. It's entertaining.
Yep.
It just sort of checks all the boxes, I think, for me as far as like what I look for out of racing. Like, there's never a time when you don't have a chance to get bored or they're never riding around. I mean, they're going hard. They're wheeling the crap out of it. I really love the dirt stuff. So I'd like to see more of that. But, it's been interesting to really open my eyes to it. And it's made sort of the whole motorsports world a lot more fun for me.
Jeff Gluck, jeffgluck.com is where you can read him. Follow him on Twitter. Will we ever, ever see Brian France at a track again?
Maybe he'll come to a track, but I don't think he'll ever be in a position where like he's working there. He might come like visit his family or something. Well, maybe not even that, because he hardly even came when he was actually in power. So I don't know why he would decide to come in his free time. But I think he's done. I can't really see him ever holding any sort of position with NASCAR again. I just think they've sort of moved on. Jim France seems to be having the confidence of the garage. He shows up everywhere to everything. I mean, I remember one of the first weeks after he'd taken over, I was sitting in the back of a Truck Series driver's meeting on a Friday, and I was like, oh, there's Jim France in the Truck Series driver's meeting. I mean, I doubt Brian France ever went to one of those, right? So it's just, it's definitely something where I think everybody has sort of moved on, and that was sort of the catalyst to get Brian France out of there.
Jeff Gluck, jeffgluck.com, to where you read him. Again, follow him on Twitter. Statman, go ahead.
Let me jump in here quickly, Kenny. Will it ever be sold? Those were headlines that we were reading, maybe a year, within the past year. But will it ever be sold? It seems like that's all gone away now.
I think it will be. I would like to see it, because I think that that's really an opportunity to shake things up and really make some meaningful changes. But I don't really think it can get sold until NASCAR brings most of the tracks under their banner. I mean, I know they're trying to buy ISC and bring it back in-house now. But I also think they need to buy the SMI track so that they have – that will give them every NASCAR Cup Series track except for Indianapolis, Dover, and Pocono. And then, once you have all the tracks, you can kind of do what you want. And it would be much more attractive for some big company like Liberty Media did with F1 to come in and buy it. And, you could really just say, okay, look, we're going here because it's better racing. Right now, they are still sort of stuck in the model where if they try to switch races, they might get sued by some shareholder and they, because it's going to be taking money away. But if it's all under one thing, and you're, the TV money's coming out of your own pocket, I think that would be a much better deal. So I don't think that can really happen, though, until they somehow get the tracks all together.
Freak Nation, his name is Jeff Gluck, jeffgluck.com, writing for NASCAR for many, many years. Always welcome here in the Freak Nation. Man, thank you for doing this, Jeff. We're looking for a bigger and better, because it damn near can't get any worse than it was this year in regards to ratings. But NASCAR specifically, we're hoping that it gets a little bit better for next year, dude.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, you kind of wonder, you know, how low can it go? Hopefully maybe it's bottomed out here and they can sort of start to rebuild on the backs of these young guys. But, you know, we'll see. But either way, good to talk to you guys. I've always, you know, enjoyed being part of Freak Nation. I always have been for a long time. So thank you for having me.
Attaboy.
And have a good Christmas, that first Christmas with your baby.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Gluck. Awesome. JeffGluck.com.